嗨、hey, 大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。 I'm Alan.
And this is TJ.
我们今天要来聊一聊宅男宅女都喜欢的网络游戏。美国人到底喜不喜欢玩网络游戏呢？TJ, for Americans, do they like play video games?
Absolutely. I think most Americans, I love to play video games. I love the stories in them.
他说几乎每个人都喜欢玩这些游戏，他自己就很喜欢。他喜欢的原因是他觉得故事情节特别的吸引人。我也蛮喜欢玩那些网络游戏的，但是我更喜欢的是去看那些游戏主播他们的讲解，因为有一些人真的是好逗好逗，看起来比那些综艺节目可能更有趣一些。 DJ, you know, I love to play video games, but also, I also love to watch the streamers.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, have you heard the website twitch.tv? It's like a streaming site like Douyu.
Douyu? You know Douyu?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times, though,the girls will get on and they'll have their webcams, but they'll try to get money by showing off some skin and bounce around while playing the game, get the virgins to throw some coin their way.
这个 DJ 他讲到了他还讲到了斗鱼，他居然还知道斗鱼，他还知道那些视频的女主播有些时候可能就是穿得很性感，然后很多的宅男就会去看，然后给他们我好喜欢看你的，然后听他们的各种讲解，有时候可能会比这个游戏更加吸引人，同时会给他们付钱。今天呢 Alan 和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的就是美国人都喜欢玩哪一些电子游戏呢？如果你希望在公众号评论专区和 Alan TJ 互动的话，获得更多有趣实用的中英双语节目以及英文学习笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文。You know, TJ, in China, most people like to play Blade and Soul, Dota, LOL, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Have you heard about this online game?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them. But it's like I said before, I'm more of a single player guy myself.
我问 TJ, 他知不知道中国现在比较流行的 Dota, 像这样一些游戏。他说他知道啊，但是他更多的时候喜欢玩单机游戏。Why?
Well, I think I'm not very competitive, you know? And besides...People in America online are mean, you know? I get online, hi guys, and some 12-year-old blows my face off, tells me I'm a loser, I'm ugly, my parents are getting divorced. It's mean, man.
他说首先他不是一个竞争性特别强的人，他不是那么喜欢的去一定要有一个输赢。另外呢，他说在美国玩游戏的时候很多人很mean，mean是刻薄的意思。他说有时候到游戏里一上线说给大家打一招呼，结果别人说你这个 loser， 你这个失败者，你这个屌丝，然后你父母会离婚，你长得那么丑，一堆恶毒的话都来了。所以说他不是特别喜欢在玩游戏的时候还受到别人这样子恶言相向的攻击。现在呢让我来问一问 TJ， 美国最著名的游戏到底是哪一款呢？ TJ， since you play games, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, what is the most famous video game in America?
Alan, now that's an impossible question, you know? I mean, some of the more popular ones are like...My personal favorite, Skyrim. There's GTA.
Yep.
There's Fallout.
Yep.
But, you know, things like Dota and LOL, those are pretty popular too.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on.
TJ 刚才讲了一大堆游戏啊，除了 Dota 和 LOL， 其他的我都不知道那是什么游戏。如果游戏迷你们自己可以，我相信你们可以听出来，哪怕你这一段英文听不懂的话，这几个名字是应该能够听出来的。So, TJ...What is the ideal way to play games?
Ideal way? Well, I mean...
In your mind, I mean.
Hands down, it's gotta be consoles.
Consoles?
Oh, yeah. Consoles. Consoles are way bigger in America than they are here in China.
刚才 DJ 讲的这个词 console 其实就是游戏机啊，像那些 Xbox, PlayStation, 我们说 PS, Wii 等等这些游戏机都叫做 consoles.
Yeah, I mean...The Xbox, the PlayStation, the Wii. I mean, the Xbox 360, I think it lasted like 8 years before the Xbox One came out.
That's quite a long time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it's huge for people low on cash because it means that you aren't having to constantly upgrade a PC, spend money on making sure it can handle the new games.
Got your point. 他讲到这个 consoles, 这些游戏机有一点特别好，就是如果你的预算不是特别多的话，买一个电脑，通常来说一台电脑用个三五年，有时候如果你是要玩游戏的话，可能用个两三年就不行了。但是如果 consoles, 游戏机，它通常来说能够持续更长的时间，也许八年你都不需要升级这个游戏机，你就只用买这个游戏卡带、游戏盘就可以了。
Now, that isn't to say that PCs aren't popular. I mean,
sure.
Some people go out, spend the most money to make some of the most amazing PCs you'll ever see.
当然了，PC 端的游戏也有很多很多超级棒的。到底美国人为什么喜欢玩这些电子游戏呢 ？DJ, could you tell us why Americans like to play video games?
Yeah, we're fat. Yeah, we're fat. I mean, what else?
Because
are
you guys
do?
Are fat. You are not fat.
Well, yeah, Americans tend to be fat. I mean, what are we going to do? Go outside? The hell with that.
他说，觉得美国人喜欢玩电子游戏的原因是因为他们很胖。
Yeah, I mean, really, honestly, I think it's the same reason anyone plays video games. You know.
他觉得所有人玩电脑游戏的原因几乎是一样的。
I think it's an escape from reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
There's a lot of monotony in life.
他说这个，他觉得不管在哪个地方的人玩电脑游戏都是逃离现实的一种很好的方式。Monotony 呢，讲的是 monotony in life， 就是讲的是生活中的那些单调。
I mean, everybody wants some way to step away from their boring work. You know, if you can go home and swing a sword around, become a hero, get the girl, you know, that takes away some of the minor annoyances of real life.
如果你前一秒钟或者说上一个小时还在麦当劳打工的话，那么下了班以后你玩几电脑游戏，你就成了一个英雄，在里面挥着剑，然后有着漂亮姑娘陪着你，那种感觉带给人的那种享受是无与伦比的。
So guys,Video games are a great escape from reality, but reality is not all bad.
玩游戏呢是逃离现实的一种很好的方式，但是现实生活也很美好啊。
Get out, go play with your friends. And hey, if you want to improve your English, you're gonna have to have some person-to-person contact like us.
Like us. 如果你想练一口流利的英文的话，玩游戏是不行的。走出你的房间和人真正的来进行一个交流，只有你去与人交流，然后练习你的英文，你的英文才会变得越来越好。I get that so much. That's enough for today, right, TJ?
That's it.